Hey love, I am so happy you're here. Today, let's talk about something we all crave, more time. But what if I told you time isn't just about schedules and to-do lists? It's about energy, alignment, and what you choose to hold on to or let go of. So let's dive into some spiritual time hacks that will change the way you move through life. Number one. I call it the 80-20 rule for your energy. 80% of your peace, growth, and abundance comes from just 20% of your daily choices. What are the things that truly nourishes your soul? Prioritize those. Everything else? Noise. Let it go. Number two, master quick decision making. Overthinking is a time leak. Your intuition speaks quickly. Your mind, on the other hand, loves to spiral. Make a choice, trust yourself, and adjust as needed. Life is meant to be experienced first, analyzed later. Number three, energetic minimalism. Declutter not just your space, but your commitments, obligations, and even thoughts. Ask yourself, does this bring me closer to myself? If not, it's time to release, babe. Number four, say no more often. Every yes to something that doesn't align is a no to what truly matters. And let's leave FOMO behind. You are not missing out. The right things will always find you. Number five, self-care stacking. Think you don't have time for self-care? Stack it. Meditate while you walk. Dance while you cook. Do breathwork in the shower. Make it effortless. Make it part of your life. Number six, flow over force. The harder you push, the more resistance you create. When you move with life instead of against it, things unfold faster and with ease. Surrender is not passive, it's powerful. Number seven, letting go saves time. Think about how much time you lose holding on to old stories, overanalyzing the past, or entertaining draining people. Letting go is the ultimate time hack. Last one, use your mornings wisely. The first 30 minutes of your day set the tone for everything that follows. Scrolling or setting an intention, stretching, walking, meditating, you choose how to start. Time isn't just about minutes and hours. It's about energy, alignment, and what we consciously allow into our lives. I hope these insights help you reclaim not just your time, but your flow. If this episode resonates, share it with someone who needs a little space to breathe today. Sending you love, and I'll see you in the next one.